Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Fall 2019, Volume 10, Number 4. Please read newsletters as soon as you receive them. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. Talking Book Service Advisory Committee. The Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, Advisory Committee utilizes the knowledge and expertise of its members to improve service to Idaho citizens who cannot read standard print. Members of agencies and organizations that serve TBS users, along with representatives of TBS users, meet quarterly to discuss TBS services and initiatives and how to best promote them statewide. Committee members and staff of the Idaho TBS work together to envision and implement ways to equalize access to information for Idahoans with diverse needs. TBS users can support the work of the advisory committee in the following ways. Share information about TBS with anyone who can use it. Contact TBS staff with questions, comments, and even complaints to help us serve you better. Be willing to try new services as they evolve to provide information quicker and more efficiently. Share your ideas on ways to promote TBS to eligible users. Satisfaction Survey Results, Part 3. Results of the Idaho Talking Book Service's TBS 2019 Satisfaction Survey have been featured in the Spring 2019 and Summer 2019 issues of the TBS Connections newsletters. In this issue, we share general comments and responses, which should be of interest to many users. But remember, the Talking Book Service is very flexible, so you can easily customize the service to meet your needs. Contact TBS staff at 800-458-3271 to ensure you are receiving the types of books you want when you want them. Or maybe you would like to temporarily suspend the service if you're too busy to read, for example. Or change your address if you are heading south for the winter. Any alterations like these, and many more, can be made by the TBS staff. Here are some comments from the 2019 Satisfaction Survey. I would like to have headphones for night listening so as not to bother others. Headphones and other accessories for the player, which comes from the National Library Service, NLS, can be requested. Simply contact the Idaho TBS staff at 800-458-3271. Commercial headphones that you may already have are also compatible with the NLS player. I would like to receive more books by regional authors that are about Idaho and/or the Pacific Northwest or take place there. The TBS collection contains almost 700 titles with a local focus, including Idaho history, the Oregon Trail, and ethnic and cultural groups. To request these types of titles, contact the TBS staff or visit the online catalog at idahotbs.klas.com/. Select Browse and Locally Produced Shelf Content. You will see the entire list of local titles. I would prefer getting series books in order. Series can be provided in order. Just let the TBS staff know which series you are reading and the titles will be sent in order. There might be a delay in receiving sequential titles if they are checked out, which occurs with popular authors/series. I would really like to see the commercial books rated, as is done for the Library of Congress books. Providing commercially recorded titles has allowed for quicker availability of popular titles and for an increased number of available titles, but the lack of ratings is frustrating to some users. Members of the National Library Service, NLS, network do listen to titles and rate them, but titles are produced more quickly than they can be rated. If you prefer not to receive unrated books, they can be excluded from your service. But many current titles would not be available to you until they are rated. Most of the voices on the tape are irritating to me, so much so that sometimes I don't finish the tape. The voice pitch of the narrators can be modulated by using the tone button on the upper left-hand side of the NLS player. This feature is also useful for those unable to hear certain pitches. For example, female voices can be made deeper for those unable to hear the higher pitches. Make Bard more user-friendly. The search functionality and security aspects of the Braille and Audio Recording Download, Bard, are designed by the NLS. But here are a couple of suggestions for improving your ability to locate and download titles. If you have a difficult time searching Bard, the TBS online catalog, idahotbs.klas.com/, is much easier to search by author or title. Once you have identified the title you want to download, an embedded link in the record takes you directly to Bard for download. If you have trouble downloading from Bard, the free apps for iOS and Android devices simplify the download process. Bard Express is Windows-based software that simplifies searching for, downloading, managing, and transferring Bard audio materials to cartridges. Both the apps and Bard Express can be downloaded from the Bard main page. As a federal agency, the NLS has very tight security protocols. Using Bard at least once every 6 months will avoid having accounts frozen and requiring resetting of passwords when the account is reactivated. NLS has a new name. The Library of Congress's National Library Service, NLS, for the blind and physically handicapped, which provides Braille and audio materials to the Idaho Talking Book Service, has changed its name. As of October 1, 2019, it became known as the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. The new name addresses the use of outdated language and more clearly communicates the breadth of those served. The NLS sought input on this name change from stakeholder groups and gathered data through various public channels, including its users. "We've been considering a change for some time, so we're happy to see this day arrive," NLS Director Karen Kenninger said. "We are very pleased to share our new name and accompanying graphic identity with the public and feel that the new name, as with all of NLS's work, puts the emphasis on the people we serve." The name change does not affect the acronym by which the program is generally known, which is NLS. So, NLS is still NLS. Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Florence Hank, who recently joined the TBS program, Donna Page, who has read 200 books since joining the TBS program in 2017, Margaret Russell, who has read 388 books since joining the TBS program in 2016. Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit http://nlsbard.loc.gov. New book, Winds of Wyoming, Adult Fiction. Author, Rebecca Carey Lyles. Read by Colette Kauman. Fresh out of a Pennsylvania penitentiary and armed with a marketing degree, Kate Nielsen heads to Wyoming, anticipating an anonymous new beginning as an employee of a guest ranch. A typical 25-year-old woman might be looking to lasso a cowboy, but Kate's only desire is to get on with life on the outside, despite her growing interest in the ranch owner. When she discovers a violent ex-lover followed her west, Kate fears the past she hoped to hide will imprison her once again. DBC 00870, 2011, 10 hours, 36 minutes. Digitally converted book, The Valley of Vision, a novel of King Solomon and his time. Adult fiction. Author, Vardis Fisher. Read by Bernice Lee. Epic tragedy of a man and the struggle between Ahijah and Solomon. DBC 07352, 1954, 10 hours, 50 minutes. Digitally converted book, Mammals of the Central Rockies, adult nonfiction. Author, Jan L. Wasink. Read by Steve Schuster. A Guide to Mammals of Colorado, Utah, and Southeast Idaho, with insights into their daily life. DBC 07354, 1993, 3 hours, 31 minutes. Judy's Mystery Reads, Judgment, adult fiction. Author, Joseph Finder. Read by January Lavoie. A Massachusetts Superior Court judge has an uncharacteristic one-night stand in Chicago. She soon realizes the man has an integral role in a case she's presiding over. He filmed their encounter for entrapment, putting her life and the lives of her family in mortal jeopardy. Some Violence, commercial audiobook. DB 093380, 2019, 10 hours, 22 minutes. After Anna, adult fiction. Author, Lisa Scottolini. Read by Jeremy Bob and Mozhan Mamo. Dr. Noah Alderman, a widower with a young son, marries Maggie Ippoliti, who gets the chance to mother her own lost child, 17-year-old Anna. Events turn heartbreaking when Anna is murdered and Noah is arrested. Commercial audiobook. DB 090795, 2018, 10 hours, 54 minutes. Annie's Rainbow, adult fiction. Author, Fern Michaels. Read by Michelle Schaefer. Annie Clark finds a cash from a bank robbery and keeps it to help her family and start a business. After becoming wealthy and falling in love, Annie anonymously repays the money. But years later, a determined insurance investigator and a paroled bank robber remain suspicious. Some strong language. DB 049061, 1998, 10 hours, 14 minutes. The National Library Service, NLS, distributes more than 70 popular magazines. To request an NLS magazine, call the Idaho TBS at 800-458-3271. All NLS magazines are also available for download from the Braille and Audio Recording Download, BARD. You may also submit your request for NLS audio magazine titles here. https://form.jotform.com/icfl/tbs-audio-mags. Braille titles may be requested here. https://form.jotform.com/618672783529-71. After submitting a magazine request, it typically takes a few weeks for the first issue to arrive. Request a list of magazines published by the National Library Service, NLS. With the shorter, colder days, it's the perfect time to cozy up indoors with a magazine. For patrons who are keen on literature and history, we suggest the following magazines from the NLS collection. American History, published bimonthly. America's Past is brought to life through well-researched, interesting, and entertaining articles on a wide variety of topics. Asimov's Science Fiction Magazine, 11 issues per year. An award-winning magazine featuring notable sci-fi authors. In addition to fiction, each issue also contains reviews of sci-fi books, films, and TV shows, as well as editorials and puzzles. Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine, 11 issues per year, sets the standard for the modern crime and mystery short story. You'll also learn about your favorite authors and discover new ones as well. True West Magazine, 8 issues per year, features true stories about icons like Wyatt Earp, Billy the Kid, and Jesse James. Keeps the spirit of Western heritage alive by connecting American Old West history to the present. Smithsonian Magazine, published monthly, links the past to the present with articles on history, travel, the arts, science, innovation, and popular culture. In honor of Veterans Day and all who have served, here are a few titles with a war or military theme. To order any or all of these titles, check the line next to the book's title on page 8 of this newsletter. Catch 22, Adult Fiction. Author, Joseph Heller. Read by Gary Tellis. Bombardier Yossarian desperately tries to stay alive during World War II. Military rules make it impossible for anyone to achieve the combat quota necessary to quit flying. Yossarian and his buddies concoct ways to avoid the ridiculous orders of their officers. Strong language and descriptions of sex. DB048063, 1955, 20 hours, 3 minutes. The Things They Carried, Adult Fiction. Author, Tim O'Brien. Read by Ray Fauci. The author uses the items that young American soldiers in Vietnam carried as a metaphor for their inner burdens: cowardice, peer pressure, self-delusion, and fear. O'Brien continues the sequence with discussions of his own decision not to flee to Canada, friends, fetishes, killing, love, and how to tell a true war story. Strong language and violence. DB034768, 1990, 6 hours, 23 minutes. Homefront, Adult Fiction. Author, Kristen Hanna. Read by Jill Fox. 41-year-old Jolene, a Washington State National Guard helicopter pilot, is deployed to Iraq. She leaves behind a troubled marriage, a difficult preteen daughter, and a preschooler. While Jolene experiences the horrors of war, her husband Michael raises their children alone. Some Violence and Some Strong Language, bestseller. DB074311, 2012, 13 hours, 22 minutes. The Nightingale, Adult Fiction. Author, Kristen Hanna. Read by Laura Gianrelli. France, 1939. Vianne Mauriac sends her husband off to war, while her younger sister, Isabel, runs off to Paris for what she claims is an affair. Isabel joined the resistance while Vianne's home is occupied by the invading Nazis. Violence and Some Descriptions of Sex, bestseller. DB081189, 2015, 18 hours, 54 minutes. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service through mid-October 2019. General donations: Janet Kuntz, Vicki Lynn Critchfield, Trudy DeRosa, Christine Haggerty, Neil and Diana Hemmert, Margaret Mortensen, Patricia Michaelbust, Alice Stimson, Lois Tau. Memorial donations: Joanne Antonacci in memory of Muriel Schaus, Dorothy Kavener in memory of Muriel Schaus, Martha Court in memory of Muriel Schaus, Isla Forster in memory of Muriel Schaus, John and Pauline Ness in memory of Stephen Ness. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/donations/, or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. New in 2020. Are you tired of waiting to receive popular titles you have requested? Do you have trouble keeping track of several cartridges and inserting them in the correct mailing containers? Would you like to receive an entire series to read at your leisure? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Scribe might be the solution. The Idaho Talking Book Service staff are testing Scribe, a new service that allows titles to be downloaded onto a cartridge directly from a user's request list or author or subject preferences. The user specifies how many titles they would like to receive on a cartridge, and each time the cartridge is returned, it is cleared and more titles are added. Users may have more than one cartridge, so they can have one to listen to while the other one is in transit and being refilled. Cartridges arrive in a mailing container as they do now and are returned by turning the mailing card over and placing in a mailbox. The service works exactly the way it does now, except users receive requested materials more quickly. We are still in the testing stages, but hope to begin transitioning interested users to Scribe in early 2020. If you are interested in using Scribe, please contact the Talking Book Service, 800-458-3271, and leave your name. As we begin to transition to Scribe, staff will contact you with more details. Please be patient as we work out the bugs so that the service works well for users. Volunteer Spotlight, Patty O'Hara. After retiring, Patty started volunteering at the Idaho Commission for Libraries in February 2018. She wanted to find a volunteer opportunity that fit her skills and provided the sense of community that her job did. Patty reviews and edits audiobooks that are recorded at the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, studios. Patty's skills ensure that TBS patrons enjoy a high-quality recording of their books and magazines. Patty has lived in Boise for the past 15 years. In addition to volunteering, she enjoys hiking, acting, and drawing. She has a knack for making amazing coloring books. Last March, she played Berta in Pippin at the Boise Little Theater. See a photo of Patty on page 12. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 1-800-458-3271. 3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time. To order this newsletter on cartridge, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. To order this newsletter in Braille, Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Customer Service Representatives, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays, 2 staff training days per year, and from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time on Thursdays, when the CSRs are in a meeting. Calls during that time on Thursdays will be delivered to voicemail. Visitors to the TBS office in Boise cannot be assisted during that time either. 208-334-2150, 800-458-3271. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Fall 2019, Volume 10, Number 4. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, November 2019. Read by Lana Thurston. Monitored by Sue Vapp. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter cartridge to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.